everybody, welcome to The Void, a show dedicated to filling the void between being an employee and becoming self-employed. If you're new to this show, basically the parameters of this show are we help you either start your trades-based business or get your trades-based business to an incredibly healthy level with all of the free knowledge that we drop in this show. We also interlace a little bit of topical, timely discussions as well about what's going on in the U.S. and the world and all of that kind of stuff. And we try to intertwine all of that in back into a business sense in some way or another. So I'm your host, Mitch Smedley. With me, as always, is David Hilton.
To recap your intro, just weird shit that's going on.
Yeah.
Usually I have
it's an election year, so there's always going to be weird shit.
God, it's been a weird summer.
Yep.
It sucks. It's just been weird.
Well,
I shouldn't say it sucked because it's actually been, like, summer-wise, it's been great.
You know who it's been weird for? It's been weird for the people that watch the news.
I don't watch the news that much.
If you don't watch the news, it's been a normal summer, right? But if you watch the news, it's been record-breaking heat, record-breaking floods, historic this, historic, like, everything's an extreme. Whereas when you don't watch the news, hey, it's summer, so guess what? It's fucking hot. And guess what? There's, like, storms. And sometimes the hail is bigger than other times. And sometimes it gets windy and it blows a tree out of the, you know, ground.
Man,
and
Christian having to deal with that. We had a Tradewinds member, like a tree fell on his rental house.
Yeah.
Like they literally, his wife moves out of her house, moves in with him. They get married. They rent it out. Like a month later, tree falls on.
Yeah, tree falls right through the
and
roof.
It's a big tree too. It's like, oh, dude.
60-inch tree.
Yeah, he said it was 5 foot across. God. That's huge.
That's massive.
God, I felt bad for him. He's like, man, he's like, I don't even know what to do. Like,
like
he knew who to call and do all that. And he's like, man, I'm at everyone's mercy. And for him, like he's super organized and super on top of everything. And he's like, I have to just wait for the power company.
Yeah.
And for the people to cut the tree. And I have to wait for this. And he's like, I just want to get it done now.
Yep.
I felt bad for him.
Ugh, yeah. That's a tough thing. So
renters.
He said his renter's been good.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, they gotta be understanding about it, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not my fault the fucking tree fell on the house.
Right.
You know?
We looked at a sewer today where we gotta cut down a tree. And this is in a private neighborhood, like a gated community.
What kind of wood is it?
I don't know. It's like a little bit bigger than a Bradford pear.
Oh.
It's not a big tree.
Oh. I'm looking for firewood.
Nah, this would be a soft wood of some kind for sure.
Boo.
But the neighborhood owns the tree. And so
is it like out at the road?
Yeah.
Like on the other side of the sidewalk?
Yeah. And so, you know, we've got to navigate the HOA and like, how do we handle the tree? Like it has to come down and they can't prevent us from cutting it down. It's just like, do you want to handle cutting it down and putting it back? Or do you want us to handle that? And like,
does
who
the
pays
sewer
for
go
it?
Like right underneath it?
Right underneath
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dipshits.
This reminds me of a
video.
Apparently
they didn't get locates.
They got
although
three,
they wouldn't have been on there anyway.
Their sewer is 120 feet long and there are three trees smack dab on the center of the sewer. One of them is right over the city tap. So it's like, hey, here's some fresh dirt. This is a great place for a tree.
Yeah. God. It was easy digging, so I put it here. Yeah it's because it's a backfill ditch, you jackass.
It's because there's a sewer down there. Ironically, tree roots aren't causing this person's problem. They just have super big, long sag. It's like 60 feet, and it drops like 4 inches.
Shitty install.
Yeah.
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 A similar topic, I saw a video, and the title of it's like, who's at fault? And it shows a fire truck going to an accident, and he clips this car.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be the car's at fault because that the obstruction of emergency vehicle?
I think it
doesn't
depends.
Matter how many, like, think of it this way. Fire truck going down the highway. Everybody stops for the fire truck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they create a gridlock and the fire truck can't get through. That does not give the fire truck permission to just pedal to the metal and push cars out of the way.
This doesn't look like a forceful thing. It just looked like it was over too far. It wasn't like the ambulance was trying to get through.
That's totally the fire truck's fault.
It was going like maybe 30 miles an hour and just the car was pulled out a little bit. And so it's like,
I'd have to see it. I'd have to see it. It's like that guy that, was it 2 years ago? That fire truck downtown ran that red light, killed that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently that driver of that fire truck had got like 3 citations and shouldn't have been driving a truck and always was like gung ho, just I can do whatever I want and then killed somebody. That was awful.
Yeah, it happens.
But he was liable for that, or the fire department was liable for that. No, I think they lost the lawsuit.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was
totally.
Bad deal.
Somebody got paid, I'm sure.
Someone always gets paid. It's the litigious society. Someone's always getting paid now.
Yep.
Except for me.
I just don't go.
I've not got paid yet.
I don't
I haven't never sued anybody. Never been sued either, but.
I haven't got to get sue someone yet.
Well, we can go to Walmart right now and I can spill some milk on the floor and you can come around the corner.
You just ratted us out, you idiot.
See, I didn't go to the comments because you know you'll go to the comments and someone's going to try to take that and link it somehow to climate change. And
oh,
how
yeah.
just the change in temperature threw off the firefighters.
Welcome to Biden's America.
Yeah, yeah. I love the forest fire thing. It's like there's literally, I don't know when it came on. I never noticed it, but on my phone, so like the news tab, like I follow all of them, right?
Yeah.
Newsmax, Fox, MSNBC, CNN. I follow all of them, and then I decipher through what I think is important and then make my own opinion, right?
Right.
But somehow.
How noble of you.
Somehow now there's a climate one. Like instead of finance or weather or current or whatever, now there's one that's just climate. And it's always these fires are just, what are we going to do? The world's going to end. And then the next day it's, oh, the water's up here. Like there was one the other day that the water's rising so fast. And I know that it was a picture of flooded area from the hurricane because I'd seen the same picture. I'm like, dude, what? Come on.
The people that's...
Like, what are we doing?
Well, it's no different than when Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel goes out and
But he's like leaning against the hurricane that's not there.
It's like he's bracing himself against the wind. Meanwhile, people in shorts and flip-flops are walking casually behind him. Or...
That's the best.
Or when they show him in hip waders and he's got water up to his chest.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy, like, then it pans out and you see the camera guy standing on dry ground.
Yeah.
And he's like on his knees in a ditch.
Yeah.
Like, let me find the deepest puddle I can and squat in it to make it look like this is really bad. It's so, like,
it's horribly stupid.
If that right there doesn't take away, like, if they're willing to lie about how deep floodwaters are,
they lie about everything.
They're willing to lie about anything.
Yeah. It's
if they're willing to lie about how aggressive the wind is, they're willing to lie about anything. Now, have you seen the other clip where this must be like a rookie news reporter? They're standing out in the hurricane stuff, and it's like blowing.
And they're like, I don't care. I'm going out.
You can hardly hear them. It's blowing so bad, right?
A stop sign hits them.
And a stop sign hits her. And like, she's there. And then a split second later, she's gone. Yeah. And all you see is a stop sign smack her and take her out. And it's like,
I don't want to laugh because she probably got...
Jim Cantore.
I don't want to laugh because she probably got hurt, but that's fucking hilarious.
Right. Like, they ain't lying, right?
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's serious out.
But the moment you have to create lies to fabricate the severity of something, you've lost all credibility with anybody. And that happens in sales too. Like, how many sales guys have been like, you're gonna die if we don't fix your garbage disposal? Like, it's got an electrical short that could kill you.
Yeah,
you know,
I love
what I mean?
the fucking electrical bullshit of, but don't touch anything, you have to call a professional right now.
Yeah.
Like, meanwhile, back in the day, every home was fucking
knob and tube.
Every dad had a collection of fuses that he was changing live in the fucking basement. Like, okay, relax.
Right.
Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Stop
We've
trying to...
We've all seen A Christmas Story.
Yeah. Yeah. A little woof ozone and here we go.
Bear.
It's just, it's so, like what you're saying about just like the clickbait stuff and people get so... The problem is like half of the country believes that stuff.
Right.
They're like, oh my God, I can't... This is the
half
COVID thing.
Half of them don't even read the story. They read the headline and assert what they think out of it.
Yeah. They just,
and that's it. And then that becomes fact.
And then they go to the next headline and they read it all. And then they're wearing a mask in their car 3 fucking years after COVID. Oh my God, I'm going to die.
Can you imagine living in that much fear?
Dude, how do you even function?
I still see them in the gym all the time. And it's only the people on the cardio machines. Like, can you imagine getting your heart rate up to like 140 for an hour with a mask on?
Well, first off,
in today's world where you don't even need it.
They do that for training. Like, they restrict their breathing, but it's intentional.
These
people
are
crazy.
Not, these
yeah,
people
they're
are
just
not
crazy.
Training
they're
for
just
anything.
They're just fucking insane. This is not what we're going to talk about.
They're training for an all-you-can-eat buffet. I've seen them. That's what I'm saying.
Man, if I feel good right before I go to the buffet, I can eat an extra 2 plates.
I'm going to work myself up.
Love chicken wings.
We talked about this before in the podcast. Is we went to like a not-so-great part of town, and then you start seeing more masks. And it's like the correlation there.
Right, right. Like, you go to the ghetto, and you start seeing, like, you don't see it as much now, but like during COVID, you'd go to the ghetto, and everyone was wearing masks, and it was a big deal. And
And then you come out to the suburbs and a lot fewer people are wearing masks. And it's not space. It's not anything else. It's that those people are easily persuaded by the news. Whereas, and that's part of, I want to say why they're in the ghetto, but like.
Well, the mindset of being easy to react to fear is why a lot, not everyone, but why a lot of people are not successful is because they're afraid to step out of their comfort zone. They're afraid to take risks. They're afraid to
take ownership of the results.
Same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So like those people in the ghetto, like it was, I'm glad Austin brought it up. You see the people in the ghetto wearing tons of masks and it just tells you they put the results of any outcome they have on other people. Right. If I'm doing well, it must be because the right president's in office. If I've got extra money this week, it must be because of somebody, like they don't take accountability for their own results.
Yeah, they don't even say, I busted my ass and got this. Right. This is mine.
Right. And so I wear a mask because the people tell me I have to wear a mask. And they're very easily manipulated, I guess, by the media.
Well, too, if they don't.
Manipulate is the right word.
If they're not successful enough to where they can actually like drive out and see like the open world, like they just probably, they're probably watching TV most of the day, and then like maybe they walk a block or two to the gas station.
Yeah, their only view of the world is what the media tells them.
Yeah, people will, like they will parrot their surroundings.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if they're not, how do I say this? Like open-minded is not the right word, but that's what I want to say. Well, if they're not open to their own interpretations or other people's interpretations and are laser focused on everyone around them and what they're being told, they will just go along with the flow. You know what I mean?
It's no different than the mob mentality when you have like a hostile crowd.
Yeah.
Right.
Hang them.
One person starts getting unruly and that inspires another person to behave in a way that they normally wouldn't behave. And they start getting unruly. And now four or five people are unruly and it makes it easier to join in with them.
Yeah.
Especially if emotions are high.
Yeah. It's the people are dumb. A person is smart.
Yeah.
You know, same thing.
Well, it happens to all human, just like the environment you put yourself in. Like there's a reason why, like I'm like in the artist category. There's a reason why you surround yourself with different surroundings if you're like an artist, because you want to be inspired by what's around you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, I mean, that's why they say if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room, because who's going to inspire you in that room to do better, right?
It's the fifth friend thing.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see on that mental manipulation side of things. It'll be interesting to see what happens this year with the election, because like last year, so.
Do you notice how quick it changed in the last fucking 3 weeks?
Yeah.
It's insane.
So last election, there was corruption at Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And so that allowed for a bunch of fake accounts, millions and millions of fake accounts to come in and start manipulating people's perception of how many people really held what views.
Yeah.
And they would come out with these fake polls and they would have all these bots and all these fake accounts weigh in on these polls, and poll after poll after poll after poll tells you that one candidate's running away with the election.
Yeah.
And you start to believe it.
And so you're like, well, you know what? Maybe I made the wrong decision. And then you jump on board with it.
Yeah. So one of two things happens there. One, people, for some dumb reason, people feel like it's a popularity contest and it's like a prize if you voted for the guy that won. No, it's not like a guessing game. It's not like a raffle where I hope the guy I voted for wins. No, it's like I'm voting for the guy because I want him to win.
Yeah.
They get it backwards, right?
Yeah.
The other thing is, the other thing that happens from those false manipulations is if you've seen poll after poll after poll after poll of your candidate being significantly far behind in the elections, it lowers your lowers your confidence to go out and vote. It lowers your desire to go out and vote.
Yeah, you're like, oh, he's not going to win anyway.
Who cares? Why I waste my time go standing in that crazy long line?
Yeah.
Right?
Vote, you fucking idiots.
And so that was election manipulation, right?
Yeah.
And so anytime somebody is pushing for one political candidate or another, they're legally supposed to disclose where they're getting their funding from and how much they're endorsed. Like it's a paid endorsement, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now what
Zuckerbucks, baby.
Yeah, what you have now. So you had Facebook and Twitter both manipulating the outcomes of the election without disclosing
Hey, if you like what you're hearing on The Void and you want even more info, we just started a mentorship program specifically for trades professionals to start their business or to get their business to an incredibly healthy position. So if you'd like more info, click on the link in the description of this show.
That they were paid by certain parties to do that.
Yeah.
Right? Now, yeah. What you have is you have a lot of popular celebrities that are coming out and endorse, like they're being paid to endorse candidates and nobody's disclosing who's paying who. And so it's this.
Yeah, it's a buddy. I mean, it's, technically, it's not against the law if I give Mitch $1 million and say, Mitch, you got to do this for me.
Right.
Now, if I'm a business.
Now, if you're a political or campaign.
If I'm a business or a campaign and I do that, yes, that's a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
But so how this happens is like, I'll buy your billboard for 10 times the price you want because you're going to get 90% of it.
Yeah.
And now I want you to put my ad up, or, you know, they've manipulated a ton. So it'll be interesting to see how that works this year.
You know, what's crazy to me when I think back of all of the scandal that was in the last one and, you know, like them trying to change the rules in Pennsylvania, which they did, but legally couldn't, but they did. And it is what it is. Right. To think about how close it was, but then think about how much money Biden had on his side at the time, and it was still that close.
Right.
Like, just think, like, if people that voted Republican had as much money as those few liberal turds do in California, like, would it just be a landslide the other way? Like, I don't know for sure, but it's interesting to think about.
Well, and it's hard to get the true facts with that too, but like,
yeah, it's almost impossible. That's what makes it a problem.
It's kind of crazy how many billions of dollars are spent to try to persuade that 10% in the middle.
Yeah.
That's persuadable, right?
Yeah.
Like, I already know who I'm voting for in the next election.
Yeah.
90% of America does.
Yeah.
There's 10% that's kind of swayable.
Yeah.
And then there's this other 10% that's not even real people, right? They're dead babies or dead grandparents or illegal aliens.
I love how there's no news on any of the news channels, regardless of who we just quit talking about that.
Right.
Oh, we're just going to let that go.
Well, it's because
they're both fucking doing it.
It's because she's been to the border.
Yeah.
I think she's been to On the Border restaurant.
Well, no, there's a funny
she's
thing.
She's too rich for that.
Trump jumped on that on the and border. Was like, the part of the border she went to, the officially and I, we loved a vacation there. She went to the...
Yeah.
Because awesome. It was so nice. Dude, like his mannerisms and his exaggerations, like I just think of it sometimes.
I think one reason I like Trump so much is because he's just a regular guy.
Yeah. Right.
Like he really is. Like he'd probably be fun to drink beer with and go play golf with. Like if I had to be in the same
room on the golf course, like casual.
If I had to be in the same room with Kamala Harris for 5 minutes, one of us would be dead, and I know which one it would be.
Yeah.
Like I just know if I had to listen to her one on one for 5 minutes, I'm choking her to death.
Right.
Like it's just everyone. I'm not threatening the vice presidential candidate. You know, whatever. I'm just saying. When she speaks, it drives me insane.
Right.
Like how can people not know that she's a complete liar
and
full of shit? Well, I don't understand.
Well, the vice president.
Like, it gets back to the thing of we're voting for the policies. Who cares who's standing out there?
Right.
Which is a complete shit show, too.
Yeah,
it's like, what?
They'll
come
say,
on.
Like, they'll be accosted that Trump paid off a hooker, but they'll actually vote for a former hooker.
That's,
you know what I mean? Like, you can't pay off a hooker. That's bad. Vote for the hooker instead. That's equality.
Dude, I saw
that's equity.
I saw that picture of her and Montel Williams the other day, and I was like, oh my God.
Well, they have that.
Like, you know. Well,
and ultimately, too, like, we all got fucking dirt. Mm-hmm. We've all done shit we're not proud of.
I am squeaky clean.
Yeah. Whatever.
Austin might be.
I've seen you hitting on a cop that was in the middle of arresting you.
Let's not bring up my shit on the show. If you guys want to hear real dirty shit, come to the events we have for Tradewinds, and Mitch will probably just start fucking giving up dirt.
David's exact words were, it looks like I'm going to be tied up for the next few hours, but when I get free, are you available?
I don't think that's
that was his exact words. She's like, get in the back of the car, sir.
Is Mitch the stereotypical guy where he's like, I'm going to be tough, and as soon as the FBI agent walks in, he's like, he did it.
Mitch is throwing me under the bus instantly. Like, if the IRS comes, he'd be like, Dave does our books.
Yeah.
Like, just Dave does our books. He has it all. I don't even have access to anything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, We've rambled for 20 minutes here, but we're going to talk about a lot of this stuff still.
Whatever.
So we got the Olympics going on right now. And, yeah.
You know what?
You know, business is a lot like the Olympics. A whole lot like the Olympics.
I will say this. I want to say one thing before we start. Like, when they had the stupid gay transvestite dress up, like, whatever it was, opening ceremony thing, like, and everyone came out and they're like, well, I'm not watching the Olympics now, blah, blah. I mean, yeah, it's bullshit, but I'm not letting those freaking douchebags ruin the Olympics for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I still want to see these athletes who've given it their all, you know, for 4 years and trained. Like, I'm not going to let these 10 people that made it happen on the set and the 10 people that probably said, yeah, that's fine, go with it, ruin my whole experience.
Right.
But to them that did say that was fine, fuck off. Like, well, come on, don't be stupid.
The other thing you have to keep in mind is the Olympics are a global event that brings together thousands of different cultures, thousands of different religions, thousands of different
heritages so great.
And all of that stuff. So like when the Olympics travels around the world, it's in France. France is heavily leaning towards the gay, trans side of things, right?
They also pay 90% taxes or something.
Right, right. I mean, that just, I would never want to live there, but I'm saying,
I don't know how people do live there.
I'm saying, like, you know, you're going to see those kinds of things in their opening ceremony. That's for them to come up with. It's in their country, right? It's no different than, like, if you had the Olympics in China, you're going to see traces of communism celebrated in the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
You're going to see Kim Jong-un, like,
he's from North Korea, not China.
Okay. Well,
like Bernie Sanders, what I'm saying, not, and Kamala. Not, yeah.
No, I'm not saying in China. I'm saying, like, you put the Olympics in North Korea.
Yeah.
And you're going to see, like, they're going to make everybody who watches the opening ceremony, they're going to make you watch everybody celebrating Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
And
which is also why I didn't watch the opening ceremony. Well, I just don't give a shit. Right. I want to see the Olympics.
Like, that's for the country to kind of tie in their heritage and their culture and their everything to the Olympics. We got it in California in 28.
There will be no difference from the fucking Paris one to that one.
Right. It's probably going to be the same one.
It's
going to
be the exact same thing.
The same guy painted in blue.
MSDNC.
Yeah.
You know, 41 will be fucking hosting the deal. It'll be the exact same thing.
Right.
That's like a really big timeshare presentation, just on a bigger scale.
Yeah. Presentation.
Right.
Yeah.
What did I say?
What they should do is they should like give everybody quarter medals and be like, yeah, the taxes took the rest of it. Like, you only get 25% of what you earned.
That would be hilarious.
We have 75% sorry. Tax here.
Yeah, sorry, you owe us.
Yeah.
Man, I wonder what the tax, that'd be a whole nother thing to get into. Like, I wonder how they do that.
Implications of winning.
So if America pays you to win a medal, which they do, I don't know what it is. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Since you earned that in Paris, do you have to pay taxes to Paris?
I'm sure you do. Like, when the NFL goes over to Germany and plays games, they have to pay taxes on their earnings in that game in Germany.
Yeah.
Now they're exempt from paying taxes on those earnings in the U.S. I do know that. I've read stories on that where, like when they travel for games.
Yeah.
If we go to Florida, there's no income tax on that game money there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then when they go to, you know, California, they get taxed out the ass.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff. And then you'll even see players move from one team to another for less contract money.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, I get to play here in KC.
I actually get to bonus because, like,
yeah.
Like when they move to Florida, there's no income tax, right? So you'll see a guy take $1 million a year less in contract money to go play in Florida because he actually gets a pay raise once you figure the fact there's no income tax.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. I just, I don't want to, we have really rambled
at the
beginning of this, but like, this country has got to figure out their tax situation. Personal property tax, ridiculous.
I've already got the answer for that, but nobody will ever do it because nobody in power wants a clean and simple tax plan.
No, of course not, because then they don't make as much money.
Right.
Yeah.
Confuse the heck out of your people.
Yeah.
Keep them questioning what's actually right.
Yeah.
And they're easier to control
and
that
milk
way.
Them for more money.
I've worked at businesses that had such confusing pay plans, the guys gave up on trying to check their paychecks because they never could know what it was right. Well, the moment they gave up, the business saw that and the business started grabbing money out of their paychecks every fucking week.
Yeah.
That's how QuitterWise is.
That's how people get shot in the office space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why guys come in that are like, oh, you've been robbing me for fucking 8 months and I'm already at the end of my rope. You're all fucking dead.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and what I don't understand, to bring up your point, is for the simple tax plan, like Trump ran his first time and he was like, I should be able to sit down and figure out my own taxes.
Right.
We've got to cut the IRS and figure out a way for people to know what they should be paying.
Right.
And people still will not vote for him. They want to vote for this convoluted, crazy, everyone dumps as much money as they possibly can into the system to help people that don't want to help themselves.
Right.
Fuck it. How dumb do you have to fucking be?
Well, it's a lot like business.
I want to choke these people to death.
It's a lot like business, right?
You made me short of that and put it on there.
No, I can just see me, like, if you're trying to run for politics, you're like, bleach it. Bleach it, Austin. Get my sledgehammer.
Yeah. Dude, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll know whenever you're running for, you know, office, because you'll just like, running to my house. Like, Austin, get rid of it.
Dude, it's too
late. Where's the computer?
It's too late. That shit's in the cloud. It's gone. No one knows how the cloud works.
Can't do that.
Especially, have you seen that thing?
They'll dig up what I did in fourth grade.
Have you seen that thing about Kamala Harris trying to explain what the cloud is?
Oh, yeah.
She thinks it's actually just a space that's floating around, and that it's not just a server over there that someone else is watching.
Yeah.
How fuck? She's the vice president, and people are going to vote for her to be president. She probably can't wipe her own ass.
Yeah.
It's insane to me.
She doesn't realize that it's on these massive properties somewhere, stored on a hard drive somewhere. It's just not your hard drive.
Well, and most of them are run by AWS, which is owned by Amazon, who has giant server farms.
Yeah.
That's what the cloud is. Hello? Yeah.
It's all it is.
It's
stored on somebody's computer. It's just not yours.
Yeah. It's not. Well, yes.
Yeah. It's not
yours. Just not this computer.
As soon as you quit paying the bill, you lose here.
It's just fucking insane to me that people will vote for somebody that dumb.
Yeah.
That dumb.
Yeah. There's people on both sides that'll do that.
We've been.
Right.
Yeah, there are.
You know.
I think the simple answer to your question is just like, she's the vice president. Like, how much do we know about Mike Pence? How much do you know about, was it Sarah Palin? And, you know, we know about Biden now, but as far as like how people knew about him when he's vice president, I think that's just the fact of the matter is that people are just now waking up to politics because people, they lie dormant for like 3.5 years. And then it's like, it gets to August.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like, you know, I don't really expect anybody to know a ton about the vice president. So
people should.
It's just such a wild time. You
like,
know?
Don't it's let like, it like. The thing that Mitch talks about all the time is he brings up, he's like, well, I don't want to let it control my life. You know what I mean? I don't want that shit to bring me down or build me up or whatever. But you still have to be informed.
Yeah, you still have to be informed. You just can't let it control you, right? When the media said, like yesterday, the stock market went for a fucking roller coaster ride, right?
I dumped a bunch of money in for everyone listening.
Right.
Like it went tanked. Okay, put some more in. Now when it goes back in 3 weeks, guess what?
Oh, I made money.
Depending on what news station you were listening to, you know, the ones that are in support of the current vice president, they're acting like this is just a market correction. It's no big deal. And it's to be expected, but it's all Trump's fault. Right.
Oh, dude, my 94-year-old grandmother is still blaming Trump.
I know.
I literally looked at her and I was like, how do you explain?
Can you imagine?
I was like, she was like, well, this is I was like, Grandma, Trump hasn't been in office for 3 years.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Are you serious?
In 30 years, they're still going to be trying to blame Trump for
shit. Oh, of course they will. They will.
The year will be 2054.
Yeah, you and I will be fucking retired.
And Trump will have been assassinated after his like 19th assassination attempt. They'll finally actually get it. And they'll still be blaming Trump for like people's behavior that weren't even born yet. Because this is 30 years from now, right?
Yeah.
They'll have a 25-year-old that's behaving poorly and they'll be like, yeah, it's Trump's fault.
Yeah, he was born in a Trump era.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They're probably gonna charge him for his own assassination.
Yeah.
That's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
He killed himself. What?
My high hope, though, is like after like Trump gets in, he does 4 terms. J.D. Vance runs for office. Gets
4 terms?
More.
Oh, 4 years.
4 years, sorry.
4 more years.
Yeah. Then J.D. Vance runs. He gets in for 2 terms. I'm like, that's like my high optimistic hope.
Dude, if that happens, I will be retiring sweet.
Yeah.
So,
it'd be nice.
Amazing.
There's nothing to, like, you can't argue the fact that, like, when he got in the first time and everyone's 401k shot because the fucking Dow took off because everyone let go of the money. Like, you can't deny that.
No.
Like, if you have money in retirement, I love how the whole thing is, well, Wall Street's big money. I've said this before on the show. Wall Street's not big money. Wall Street's people like me that have been investing for a very long time, so that someday when my back is completely given out from the work I had to do for the last 20 years, that I have some money to live on.
Right.
Like, that's what Wall Street really is built on.
Yeah, it's comprised of a bunch of little money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there is big money, yeah, but when the market goes down or Wall Street gets fucking axed, those guys don't care.
No.
It doesn't affect them.
No.
They're still making fucking jack.
Are you tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? The Void Podcast has negotiated exclusive rates for the Void listeners. This program's tailored for trade businesses like yours. And if you're using House Call Pro, switch and you can expect to save $80 for every $10,000 you process per month. Don't let high processing fees drain your profits. Visit empowerpayments.com/the void or call us at 913-423-1265 now and unlock your savings.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
And it doesn't affect you unless you're like trying to retire tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like even when COVID hit and it fucking tanked, Janine's like, what do we do?
I'll say this. I didn't look at my investments the day before. Like we all had a day warning that it was going to crash because China's stock market was crashing.
Yeah.
So we get that warning. I didn't even look at my investments to see what they started at. I didn't look and see what they went down to. I didn't look and see what they're back at now. I haven't looked once because it doesn't fucking matter. I'm in it for the long run.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going to go sell and then rebuy and all this shit. Like,
no.
It's not day trading. It's just let it do its thing and stay in for the long run.
I know one lady specifically, literally, she's retired. Husband's passed away. The brokerage firm called her and said, we've got to sell all your stuff so you don't lose it all. Well, like this was 3 days after it had happened.
Right.
Like, no, you hold on to that shit. It's going to come back. They cost this poor lady like $50,000.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of shit-ass advice is that?
Hang on. Those are people that refuse to take accountability for their own results, right?
Yeah.
In other words, sometimes your financial advisor has your best interest at heart. Sometimes your financial advisor has his paycheck's best interest at heart. And so he's going to tell you to, you know,
yes.
My dad would even do this. My dad's my insurance agent.
I love your dad.
And he'll be
too.
Like, hey, this month is the month to buy a new life insurance policy. Why is that? Well, because Farmers has a contest. And if I sell like four more policies, I win it. And it's like, okay, so this month really isn't the month. It's just you're trying to win a contest. Right?
Yeah.
And so, but
that's funny as fuck.
But I mean, you can't tell me financial advisors don't have that.
Yeah, right? I love the whole fiduciary.
We're incentivizing you to keep your money in our hands. Like whoever dumps the least accounts this month gets a prize. And so now you got all these guys that should be telling their people to dump their money, but they're like, don't dump it yet because I really want that trip to Cabo.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and that's kind of just life in general. Like everyone has their own, their interests. Like that's why you go into the dentist and they're like, here's our 17-step plan. And you're like, I'll just come in for like 3.5 of those and I'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The dentist. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, other places are that way.
He went through that too, but
I never trust
a dentist that every time you go in there, there's always additional work you need over the cleanings.
Well, the same thing with Fauci, you know, it's just like his sort of quote unquote expertise is this. He's not a politician. So it's like his interests are different than what a politician might be.
His interests were
growing viruses in Wuhan.
I don't even want to talk about that.
Hey, let's get back on the topic.
Yeah.
So business is a lot like the Olympics. Yeah, I know.
Is that the actual topic title? Business is a lot like the Olympics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I missed it whenever I was starting the podcast.
I would like
for
you to explain to me what you mean by that. Because I'm not 100% I agree.
In the Olympics, you have a collection of people from all different walks of life, all different backgrounds, all different skill sets, you know, all different areas of expertise. And they all have to come together and put on a performance for everybody to enjoy. Right. And you still have unbiased interest in there. You've got media people that are trying to sell advertising space. You've got product suppliers that are trying to jockey for position on like, you know, they were on our bike whenever they won the cycling thing, or they were wearing our shoes when they won the marathon, or they were using, you know, our leotard when they won the gymnastics thing or whatever. It's a lot of, is that what they're called? Leotards?
I think so. It makes me laugh when someone
leotards
says
leotard.
Ballet.
One's not a onesie, unitard, I think.
Yeah, all I know is that leotards are for ballet.
I have no idea.
I think, yeah.
Hey, maybe someone with a phone singlet. That's not on the singlet.
Singlet.
I thought that was for wrestling.
Okay, damn it. I don't know. Anyway, so business is a lot like the Olympics, right? You got all these different personalities and all these different backgrounds, so you have to be prepared for that.
Even in your own country, those team events, yeah. You got to bring all those guys together,
right?
Gals
right.
together.
You got a whole bunch of different cultures and everything else. And what's the whole product of the Olympics is to win the gold, right? So you only have one winner. Never before ever have they handed out two golds. So there can only be one winner. There can only be one best in class. There can only
You're going to get three comments of a couple of ties over the last like 55 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
I'm just saying. People are dumb. They're going to bring it up.
Yeah. The well actuallys can come in here all they want and insert the insert the SpongeBob, the spicy SpongeBob guy with the pointy nose of, well, actually. But anyway, you only get one winner, right? So like, if you want to grow the biggest plumbing company in your area, there's only one way to be the biggest. You got to produce the most revenue. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to put in the work. Hello?
Yeah. Or employ the most people. I guess there's two different brackets you could file for there. You know,
that's not the best way to be profitable. Usually.
No, but like, business is very, very similar to the Olympics from that standpoint. You're bringing all different walks of life of people together to compete against other people. Right. And there's a lot of things that seem unfair. So for instance, the 100-meter dash, there's a lot of controversy over who actually won.
Yeah.
And what it is you got people that know the rules and people that don't know the rules.
Yeah.
The winner is the first torso to cross the finish line. So there's a hand across the finish line. That's not a torso.
No.
There's a foot across the finish line. No. That's not a torso. There's a face across the finish line. That's not a torso.
I think they count the collarbone if they're leaned that way.
Right.
Like once they're below the neck, the collarbone is like what it is.
Right. And so you have a lot of people that don't quite understand the rules to the fullest extent that are saying that's cheating. Well, most of the time when people are claiming that's cheating, it's because they don't know the rules as well as the person they claim is cheating. Right.
Yeah.
And literally when you're coming to the Olympics or performing at a top level in anything, the person who knows the rules the best knows exactly where all the weak points are, where's all the loopholes, and where's all the areas where they can bend the rules. They can push in certain areas.
Well,
right?
This is kind of like the Chiefs 49ers last year.
Right.
They didn't know the overtime rule.
They didn't know the overtime rules. Not,
like they all came back and they were like, they did what?
It was a hot mic too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like I thought it was one of those like funny videos where they just put words in their mouth and I'm like, wait, this is the actual.
No, they didn't know the rules. They did what?
Right.
And so it cost them. Like,
lo and behold, the team that knew the rules better won. Right.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm not saying that's always what happens,
it's not always what happens. However,
like in sports, in real life, in business, you want a competitive edge.
Yeah.
And the best way to get the competitive edge is knowing the rules.
Yeah.
IRS rules, rules of sports, whatever. Like what was the cartoon that when we were kids, knowledge is power. I can't remember.
Reading Rainbow.
No, not Reading Rainbow.
The more you know. The more you know.
That's not it though.
What the
knowledge is power was, look it up, Austin. Austin will look it up. It was a cartoon.
I don't know. Power Rangers?
No. Dude, I'm talking when we were like six.
Oh, Schoolhouse Rock.
No.
That's what came up.
No, that's not it. We're going to get stuck here.
Google knowledge is power cartoon.
That's what I Googled.
Okay. Well.
He-Man? I think it's He-Man.
Ah.
I think it's He-Man.
Yes.
Look at my brain working. My phone is still down.
Yeah, that's where he turns and runs away. Yeah, I do know that.
Knowledge is power.
Yep. So, you know, When you have all that competition and you got people splitting hairs for rules and everything else, like you're going to have debates, you're going to have confusion, you're going to have, you know, people that feel like the results are unbiased and everything else, but it just is what it is. That Ledecky, Kristen Ledecky?
The swimmer?
Kate Ledecky? Swimmy. Yeah, a swimmer.
Yeah.
You know, she blew the field out of the water.
Yeah, at the 1500, I think it was.
Like, she won by like 30 seconds or some crap. Like,
it wasn't 30, but it was big.
It was a long time, right?
It was big.
And I even saw another infographic that was like, here's the top 20 times ever recorded in the 1500. And they're all Ledecky.
Yeah.
And like, number 8 was like, here was Ledecky today.
Yeah.
At number 8.
Yeah.
But like, they're all her, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who doesn't know the rules or is some form of a loser in some way or shape or form, where they're like, oh, she's got an
blood
illegal
doping.
Swimsuit.
She's
or,
doping.
Yeah, blood doping or yeah. You know, whatever the case may be, right?
Which, by the way, blood doping. Like, Lance Armstrong got killed for that. He beat cancer 6 times. Maybe we should be looking into blood doping.
I want to like, see 3 types of Olympics.
I know you want to see super steroid Olympics, regular.
I
want to
see
then,
the Olympics that we have today. I want to see no holds barred, all the roids, all the enhancements you want, right? And then I want to see everyday man Olympics. I want to see, like, you can sign up for whatever you want. Oh, you want to fence? Cool. What's your background? Not fencing?
How
like
would you
installing picket fences?
First off, I think that would be great. How would you decide who can do it?
It's just a bracket.
Well, no,
you
but
gotta,
I
like,
mean,
win
like,
your way to the championship.
Well, like, but like a fencing person that was in the Olympics. So you're saying if they're in that, they can't be in the
right,
other.
Right, you got to be everyday people.
Well, so what happens? Like the people that didn't make the team but train all the time, they would win those.
Well, yeah.
You're but that's
gonna,
not. But that's not every man.
You're still going to get every day, right?
Like
you got to
so
find a way
should,
to get every day. Like,
so what
like,
they should do is they should have a competition in each country, and then the people like in the middle, and then the lower four, and then the upper four of that, like they get to go.
Right. Right.
That would be fantastic.
Like, I want to see 100-meter sprint. With like,
you want to see Austin run the 100?
I want to see Austin running in the 100-meter sprint just for context.
Austin's not running.
I know.
Have you
but
seen
like,
that? Oh, you were
but
telling
like,
me that.
Just again. For context, right? Like. When all 12, what was it, 12 sprinters?
What if there was an over 40? Like
on,
if there was
on.
An over 40 Olympics, that would be amazing.
When all 12 of the sprinters, I think there's 12, when they're all running sub 10 second 100 meter dashes.
Yeah.
And they all finish within like an eighth of a second of each other.
It's not as dramatic.
It takes, like you don't realize how fast they're moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, they are. They're
throw
moving.
A regular guy in there just so we know.
Like Mitch
lay
is
off
just
the
running,
piece of Carl. You know,
I think an over 40 would be great.
Did you see the dad bod that had to get into the Olympic swimming pool?
No.
Somebody lost their swim cap, and they needed somebody to go in and get it.
Why
and the Olympics,
they,
the
why
Olympians can't go into the pool unless they're like supposed to.
How
so
fucking
like,
dumb? Why can't?
I don't know. So like some guy,
like they're gonna get some kind of edge. Oh, he's been in the pool already.
Yeah, I don't know. Some guy. Had to like, he's in a Speedo and total dad bod, like has to go over there and he jumps off the starting block and goes.
Why
down
is
and,
he in a Speedo?
I don't know.
Like they can't find him some regular trunks.
He was born for that, I guess.
I will say, I think they do this every year, but like on YouTube, there'll be weird things from the Olympics and just videos that are in there. That'll be on there.
Yeah.
Like there'll be a montage.
Oh yeah.
Some of them are pretty hilarious.
Yeah. All you got to do, Google dad bod swimmer, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
I will
it's
do it
funny.
After this show.
The coolest guy, I think, is that Turkish sharpshooter. Just the hand
hell
in the
pocket. Hell yeah, he is. Hand in his pocket. Let me show you how to kill motherfuckers. Like that. Like, who is this guy?
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that's the cool part of the Olympics is you got all these guys with this crazy hardware, these crazy headgear,
yeah.
Eye patches, safety glasses.
He didn't even close both eyes.
He didn't even close both eyes. He's wearing regular glasses.
Just turns his head and one eye shoots.
No ear protection. And pulls off a silver.
I mean, granted, it's a .22. It's not like you need ear protection.
It was air rifle.
Oh, even worse.
See, that's what
well,
I was
isn't
thinking.
It a .22 caliber air rifle?
It might be .22 caliber air
I
rifle,
thought
but
that's
it's still
what it
air.
Was. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it would like...
And
I love the whole safety thing. Like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Like, dude, guys go to war with no hearing protection. Yeah. Like, relax.
Yeah.
Relax.
So one of the other key pieces about the Olympics and how it parallels to business is the success comes from the monotony, right? How often are the Olympics?
4 years.
Once every 4 years.
That's right.
What are those people doing over the next 4 years?
Unless they're hurt, they're training.
Training.
Yeah.
So they're training for 4 years.
I think a lot of them, they train light, like 2 years. And then the last 2 years, they train hard as
wouldn't
shit.
Wouldn't it be 8 years? It's just like every other one is like winter and summer.
No.
No. It's 4 years.
Winter Olympics are every 2 years. The Summer Olympics are every four.
But I'm saying like if you're going to
lose. No, all Olympics are every 4 years, but it's summer, 2 years, winter. 2 years, summer. 2 years, winter.
Okay.
So that they're on a 4-year split from
gotcha.
Each other.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
We get to see. But we get to see them every 2 years.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So.
Look at me knowing something.
One of the... That's one of the hidden aspects that people completely disregard, and it's because nobody posts about the monotony. Nobody posts about the boring ass shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't go on my social media and post that, hey, I worked out again today, hey, I lifted weights again today, or anything, right? Now, I'll post some result photos when they're available. When I was super lean in January, I was posting result photos of that, and naive people look at those and think that's some overnight thing. They don't think that's something that I put months and months into, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. It's like Tradewinds. Like people, like everyone, I think, thinks, oh, Tradewinds is fun. They go on these events. They're doing coaching. They're doing these coaching calls and this and that. And then they're like, they don't see that on Monday morning, I get up and go down there and run books and check the website and do for literally on Mondays for 6 or 7 hours.
Right.
Like, and it is the most boring, monotonous, lame, like it's awful.
Right.
And then we have calls Monday nights.
Right.
So like Mondays for me are a really, they're like 10 hours.
Yeah.
Do I mind? No, of course not, because that's what it takes to be successful.
That's part it's of
not,
the monotony.
It's not glamorous.
Right.
Like it's not great. No one wants to do it. But that's what it takes to get there.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what it takes to make that money.
Right. Right.
Not that it's a lot of money. it's just that's what it takes. People don't understand that Mitch is waking up at 4 and 5 in the morning and literally looking through stuff that Lida sends him, his VA, about numbers from the day before.
Right.
That's boring as fuck. Literally, you're waking up in the morning and looking at stupid ass spreadsheets.
Yeah.
There's no glory there. No. There's no gold medal there. There's, man, if I don't look at these and keep track and know where to spend money on marketing, the guys don't have work.
Right.
Like, literally, that's what it's for. It's so mundane, but so critical all at the same exact time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so you've newly started your company and you're trying to pinch pennies. However, you don't realize the biggest thing that's hurting you right now is not gathering all of your information into one spot and making it super efficient for you to use. So the answer is FieldPulse. It gets you off of paper tickets. It gets you off of all of that crazy office work at the end of the day and reconciling all that stuff. And it lets you organize everything with ease. It puts it all into the computer. It actually puts it all into the cloud. So it's not even putting it on your computer. And it lets you organize your customers. It lets you organize all of your service calls. Heck, it'll even route you to your service call. And the best part is, even after all of that, you'll probably realize about a 100% growth in your business just in the first year of using FieldPulse. So if you'd like to check out FieldPulse and see what great looks like, click on the link in the description of this show. All right, everybody, if you can't tell, this show is going to run long, so we're actually going to split this up into two shows. So join us next week for part two of how much the Olympics and sports in general ties to business. We'll see you next week.